Pianist Lynn Ariel's recordings get a lot of play on late-night FM radio, prompting her to be called the poetess of the post-midnight ballad. Her early musical training aimed for a different time slot. Lynn Ariel first earned a master's degree in classical composition, but she was drawn to improvisation and later turned to jazz. Her eighth CD, Arise, is a compilation of original compositions as well as new interpretations of old songs. Lynn Ariel is in Studio 4A along with bassist Jay Anderson and drummer Steve Davis. She's here to talk about her music and to perform some selections. Welcome to NPR.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
You're going to play a tune for us. It's the title tune from the CD. It's called Arise. Are there lyrics to this?
There are not lyrics, although I would like lyrics to be written at some point. The last line, I know what the lyrics should be. It should be the greatest gift of all. This song was inspired by the heroism that we saw during 9/11, which had such a profound effect on all of us. I started hearing melodies, and this is one of the ones that I heard, and I felt that I wanted to write a song that felt like the best of America, the spirit that I feel when I, you know, think about America, to really convey a feeling of uplift and hope. And I hope this melody creates that feeling.
Lynn Ariel and her trio here in 4A going to perform Arise, the title tune of their new CD. Thank you. Arise, performed by the Lynn Ariel Trio here in Studio 4A. It sounds so much like a hymn.
I sang this tune a lot, and I heard it. I actually would wake up in the middle of the night, and I would hear it over and over again. That's never happened to me before.
Huh. Did it always stay as simple, or did you take it through several versions before you landed on this one?
Well, that's an interesting question, because sometimes a tune comes to me, and then I have to figure out how to play it, as if it's someone else's tune. And there's an inherent self-consciousness, because I wrote it, that I haven't heard another version and there's no reference point at all. So it takes a long time sometimes to find the tune and to bring it to life. I actually listened to the middle movement of the Beethoven Pathetic Sonata to feel the kind of vibe that I wanted on this tune.
Uh-huh.
And that is... which people are very familiar with, but I would play that. In fact, at the recording session, I played that just to remember the warmth. I wanted it to have a real comforting quality. And also, that's influenced by the key that's chosen. And I think this tune may have started in F, which sounds very different. And as I listened to that, I thought maybe playing it in E flat would really convey a deeper sense of warmth. Which has a little darker quality, a little more velvet to it.
You do a traditional tune on this CD. And it's one when the title is mentioned, one immediately begins to think about summer camp and campfires and, you know, it's kind of very crunchy sort of tune. It's Kumbaya. And I should say, you're going to play it and it's going to be heard in a way that at least I've not heard before, and I think few people have. But what was your vision of this one?
Well, first of all, we like to think of music as without categories or boundaries. So that means that a tune can come from anywhere. It has to reach us first. And I remember the song from camp, and I also remember it from Miriam Makeba. And I remember thinking that the lyrics were really wonderful. Someone's crying, Lord, kumbaya. Someone's laughing, Lord. You know, to call on the best part of us in every situation. What a wonderful thought. And I love the melody. A tune can have great lyrics, but if the melody doesn't stand alone, we won't be playing it, because obviously no one is going to be hearing the words.
Well, maybe people will sing along as they listen on the radio. Lynn Ariel and her trio in Studio 4A, and they're going to play Kumbaya. Thank you. Kumbaya, performed by the Lynn Ariel Trio. It's something to listen to the tune like that and listen to the lyrics. And I'm intrigued that you are so interested in lyrics and in melody. I'm intrigued because of a story that you tell. You're adopted and you found your birth mother once you became a jazz artist. And it ties into the fact that you're so interested in lyrics, I think. Tell the story.
Well, I was very happy, a very happy child, but I did want to know who my biological parents were. And at some point I was able to find my biological mother, and I was very thrilled about that. And I found out that she was a jazz singer. She had been a jazz singer many years prior to the time I met her. And it was very interesting because I had already begun to play jazz. It was a fascinating thing because I grew up in a family that was not musical, and I started improvising when I was a little girl, like 3 or 4, just playing tunes on a plastic toy piano and playing tunes that I heard on the radio by ear. And it wasn't until much later that I started studying jazz after many years of classical training.
Yeah, so the idea that your mom was a professional jazz singer, the idea that it's in the gene pool, did you ever entertain a notion of becoming a singer yourself?
No. I didn't have the voice for it, but I sing a lot in my practice, as I mentioned before. That's very important.
Yeah. What's your touring schedule like now? You have just come back from Europe and I suppose getting your bearings again and then back to work, so...
Actually, we just recorded our new CD, which will be released in the fall, and we're very excited about that. And we've got a very extensive touring schedule starting in January.
You have something you're going to take us out on. It's a song called Esperanza from the new CD.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Arise by the Lynn Ariel Trio is on Motema Music. The Lynn Ariel Trio will also be featured on a Jazz Piano Christmas, which will be broadcast by many NPR stations next month. Our feature was produced by Ned Wharton and engineered by Drew Reynolds and Josh Rogson. For more on the Lynn Ariel Trio, as well as more music from our studio for a session, visit our website at npr.org. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Phil Harrell, with production help from Neil Carruth, Wilma Consul, Sarah Handel, David Rector, and Ned Wharton. Stu Seidel is the senior editor. The senior producer is Robert Molesky. Our technical director is Burke Hunn, with audio engineers Marty Curcius and Greg Gavin. Key Molesky is our reference librarian. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman, with additional music from Steph Scajari and Greg Smith. I'm Leanne Hansen.